Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf here. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Chaim Seton and his wife, Marilyn, in honor of the rabbi. Chaim. Chaim Aruchim Lekulam. Today's daf is being studied in Fu'ash Shlemah, Rabbeinu Yitzhak Kaduri Ben Tufeha. Enna Refanalo, Enna Refanalo. Inna lefana lo betuch she'ar chole amo Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf is being studied by Adun Nishmat, Hacham Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenichem ben Eden. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to begin today's daf on Daf Dalid, Amud Sheni, a little up where the two dots are. We're starting in from the Tanan Hatam, being that this is all one sugya. Tanan Hatam, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir said, Ochlin kol hamesh, that you're able to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach the entire fifth hour, v'sorfim b'tchilat shesh, and you have to burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. The beginning of the sixth hour would be at 11 o'clock. That's when the sixth hour begins. Now that's again an hour earlier before the Torah's commandment of burning it at Chatzot, at the end of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ochlin kol arba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you eat chametz kol arba, the entire fourth hour, v'tolin kol hamesh, and in the fifth hour it's tolin. Tolin means it's pending, meaning you can eat, but you don't have to burn yet. You can still feed it to the animals. V'sorfin b'tchilat shesh. And he also says that you burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. Gemara's point is, everybody agrees, hamesh m'shesh sha'otun ma'ala asur. Everybody agrees that after the sixth hour, chametz is going to be asur, which means once it's 12 o'clock, finished, it is forbidden, you have to get rid of it, you have to burn the chametz. Minalan, how do you know that on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, that is the time that chametz becomes asur? Obviously, there's no explicit pasuk in the Torah to tell us this. There has to be some sort of derasha. So Abaye Amar, today, Ketiv, Abaye says, we have two pasukim that are written. Ketiv, one pasuk says, Shavahat Yamin Seor Lo Yimaseh Bevatechem. One pasuk says, for 7 days you cannot find chametz, let's say. Seor is another way of saying chametz, leaven in your homes, 7 days. Uchtiv, ak bayom erishom, tashbitu seor mevatechem. Torah says, but on the first day, you have to get rid of chametz from your house. What do you mean? You just told me you can't have it for 7 days. Now you tell me you have to get rid of it on the first day? How do you reconcile those two pesukim? So the Gemara says, haketzad. How does this work out? Lerabot arba asad. Lebi'ur. So it's coming to tell you when it says Yom Rishon in that Pasuk, it's not the first day of Pesach, it's really the day before. It's the 14th. And therefore what? We're coming to tell you that on the 14th, you have to get rid of the Hametz. Now we didn't get exactly the time yet, but we're learning at least that there's an Anyan to get rid of the Hametz on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, hold it. Before we even get to the time, who told you that this is talking about the 14th? Ve'ema l'rabot. Which means maybe the Chiddush of the Torah is saying, when it says, it means on the first night of Pesach, meaning on the 15th at night. And when the Torah says, Shiva'at Yamim, it means 7 days you cannot have chametz, not including the nights. And therefore, the Bi'ur chametz begins on the Leil Pesach, the 15th at night. This is all part of the question, because I would have thought, Yamim Ketiv, Yamim In Leilot Lo. I would have thought that what, maybe it means that what, that Yamim Ketiv, the Torah says, Shivat Yamim Ketiv, Yamim In Leilot Lo, and not the nights. Kamash Ma'lan, Afilu Leilot. And the Hadush of the Pasuk is coming to tell you that what, even the nights, meaning Rashi, look at the three lines at the bottom. Ve'ema l'rabot leil hamisha asar, shelo yamtin ad haboker. You don't have to wait until the morning. V'achi kamar, ach b'chnisat yom harishon. when the first day of Pesach enters, miyad tashbitu. Right? Get rid of the chametz immediately. Ti'im mishivat yamim. If you're going to tell me what you mean. It says shivat yamim. Hav amina yamim in lelot lo. I would say what? That yeah, the Torah is telling you, you have to have 7 days, but not nights. And therefore, since you don't have to have nights, you could say that the first night, you're able to have chametz, you have to get rid of the chametz. So it's just 7 days and not the nights, meaning not the first night. And therefore, again, we still do not know how do you know that you have to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach at Chatzot. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, Ahu lo itzterichale, which means I do not need that. Why? Which means I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me that the bi'ur chametz is done in the I would never have a minute to think that I can have chametz at night on the first night of Pesach. That doesn't enter my mind. Why doesn't it enter my mind? That it kash hashbatat seod lachilat chametz, because we have a three-way hekesh between the getting rid of seor, hashpatat seor, lachilat chametz, to the eating of chametz, lachilat chametz, lachilat matzah. And we have a connection between the eating of chametz and the eating of matzah. Now the Gemara explains. Hashpatat seor, lachilat chametz. What's the connection between getting rid of the seor to the eating of the chametz? Tichtiv. Shivat yamim seor lo yimaseh bebatechem. And in the same pasuk it says, ki chol ochel mahmeset v'nichleta. So therefore, we know there's a connection between the getting rid of the seor, shivatim solo yimatzeh, and the fact that you cannot eat the chametz. Now, lachilat chametz, lachilat matzah, and it's a connection between the eating of the chametz and the matzah. Dichtiv, kol machmeset lo tochelu, bechol mosmotechem tochelu matzot. Don't eat chametz, eat matzah. Continue, uchtiv bebe matzah, and it says by matzah, ba'erev tochelu matzot. That we know that when is the chayuv of matzah begin? In the evening. So therefore, obviously, you cannot have chametz at that time. Once the time of matzah comes in, obviously the chayuv of getting rid of the chametz has to be before. Tap nashi, hashpatat se'or lachilat chametz. Mishara shezir shelo le'echol chametz. From the time that the Torah tells us you can't eat chametz, siva lashbit ha-se'or. That means you have to get rid of it, dichtiv. Seol yimatzu batechem ki chol ochel. Good. Vachilat chametz achilat matzah. Meshacha shechayav lechol matzah. Natan et yichayuv matzah comes in. His here, the Torah warns us, shelo leechol chametz. Dichtiv. Kol machmeset lo tochelu bebchol moshbotechem, tochelu matzot. Uchtiv ba'erev tochelu matzot. And we know that the time of eating the matzah is when? In the evening. Alma zman achilat matzah. Ve'isur chametz v'shpatat se'or m'shachashecha. We know already that the time of the eating of the matzah, which is the time of the isur of the chametz, already is at night already. So you cannot tell me how I mean that I would think that at night I could burn the chametz. I mean, you're going into Pesach at a time where you're eating matzah, that you're burning chametz. Impossible. So therefore must be the day before. Must be on the 14th. Like we said, the only question is, well, we don't know Chatzot. Maybe it's the 14th at, for example, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Who told you that you have to burn the chametz at the end of the sixth hour? So Tarad, the Gemara says, Ve'ema lerabot lel yudalet lebi'ur. Hey, go the other way. Maybe, yeah, you got to do it on the 14th. Maybe you got to get rid of it on the night of the 14th. Meaning the night of the bidikah. After you make the bidika, you have rid of the chametz, which means preempt it for the beginning of the 14th. Gemara says, no. Bayom ketiv. No, it says, Bayom erishon. So clearly we know it's not going to be at night. It's got to be somewhere in the day. So the Gemara says, okay. Ve'ema mitzafra. So maybe it's from the morning. Which means, who told you that you're going to give you until midday, until chatzot? So it comes the Gemara and says, the answer, Ach hilek, from the word ach. That's the key word. Ach bayom arishon. What does ach do? Rashi. Ach hilek. Achin verakin mi'utin. Which is whenever you see the word ach in the Torah, whenever you see the word rak in the Torah, it comes to minimize. Alma miksata yom mutar umiksato asur. Which means it's telling that ach b'yom rishon tashbitu. Ach, but not the whole day. Part of the day, get rid of it. Meaning, but part of the day, it is still mutar. So logic tells you then already, split it halfway. First half of the day is mutar, second half is asur. Second interpretation of Rashi, vika de amri, ach, the word ach itself, hu hetz, also can mean, in a certain style of learning, which we're going to teach you now, hef, hetz. How? Begematria, it's really not a gematria, it's more like a style, de ahas bata gif dachatz, which means there's a certain style in the Hebrew alphabet where you take the first letter and the eighth letter, and then you go eight letters later. So the first grouping would be called ahas, aleph, and then the chet, and then the samich. Then you go to the bet, and you go eight letters later, and then you go eight letters later than that. It's bata, bet, and then the tet, and then the ayin, and do the same thing with the gimal. That would be gif. And that would be dachatz. Now, v'tofetz het tahat aleph. So then the word ach, the aleph is corresponding the letter het, right? Ach. And the tzaddi is corresponding the letter chaf, right? Dachatz. Chaf then goes to tzaddi. So therefore the word ach, if you play it with this style of the letters, would be hetz. Chatz, which means half. Ach b'yom rishon tashbitu. Meaning half the Erev Pesach, get rid of it. Meaning half today. Ma'az by the first half, it is mutar. So either it's stam working with the klal of ach is always lima'et, which is the regular derasha that we know throughout Shas, that the ach always limits, or it's working with this ach that would mean chetz or chatz, split it, which is half today. So bottom line, we have an answer to our question. Let's review quickly. Somebody would ask you, what's the source? How do you know that chametz min haTorah is asur, mishahash shishit, Besof Shachas Shishit, B'yud Dalid, you tell him from the Pasuk, Ach Bayom Arishon, Tashbitu Seor, Lebatechem, and the proof is that we proved logically that it cannot be talking about on the first day of Pesach, because it says Shivat Yamim. It cannot be talking about the night of Pesach either, because you really need complete night and days, because of the Hikesh that we have between Hametz and Matzah and Hashbatah. So therefore it has to be Erev. Oh, Erev Pesach. How do you know, maybe early Erev, meaning from the night before? No, Bayom. Bayom Arishon. Oh, Bayom? Maybe from the morning. No, Ach. So therefore, Ach, Bayom Arishon is the conclusive proof. Comes the Gemara and says, Deber b'Yishmael Tana. The Bet Midrash of b'Yishmael, they learned. Matzinu Yud Dalid Shenikra Rishon. Now the b'Yishmael is just showing you that it's possible that this Midrash that we just said, Ach Bayom Rishon, that Rishon to be referring to the 14th. Because we have found in the Torah that the Torah does refer to the 14th of Nisan of Rishon. How do you know that? Shneemar Barishon Barba Asar Yom Lachodesh. So clearly the Torah says Barishon on the first month, that would be Barba Asar Yom Lachodesh. So all the Bei Yishmael is showing you is it's possible that even though it says Rishon, it doesn't mean Rishon of Pesach necessarily. It can mean Rishon referring to Erev Pesach. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Rishon de mi'ikara mashma. Oh, he says no. When it says in the pasuk, Ak bayom Rishon, forget about all these derashot with Shivat Yamim, Se'olo Yimasev Batechem, and having to reconciling the two pasukim. He says on its own, when the Torah says Ak bayom Rishon tashbitu, the word that Rishon means the day before. That's what the word means. Where do you see that the word Rishon means the day before? That she says, Rishon dim'ikara mashma, belav rumya dikra ahadadeh, without bringing stira from the pesukim, mashma Rishon b'mashma'ut dikra, and that pasuk, it's mashma, shu yom kodim dechol shiva. It's the day before the shiva. Dekra kevan dechtiv shivat yamim matzot tochelu ag bayom rishon rishon kodim lemaaseh kamar, which means don't eat hametz for 7 days or shivat yamim seor. Lo yimatzeh batechem ak bayom rishon, but the day before, get rid of it. The day before what we're discussing. So the Gemara says de'amar kera, and we can substantiate this from a pasuk that comes from Iyov. Is correct. The pasuk says harishon adam tivaled. What was these were the friends of Iyov that were consoling him. They said hakodim le'adam rishon nolata. Were you born before Adam Harishon? So you see the word Harishon means before. Harishon Adam Tvaled. Were you born first, meaning before Adam? So you see, in context of Pesukim, you can learn the word Rishon to mean the day before. It's coming to us as hold it. We have many Pesukim in the Torah that say this word Harishon. Now, if you're going to tell me that means the day before, it's going to throw off a lot of different mitzvot that we know. For example, Ela Merata, according to this logic, Ukahtem Nachem Bayom Harishon. Torah tells us you have to take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Well, now you tell me Bayom Harishon. Hachen Ameh Rishon Dimikara Mashma. Well, you tell me what? Now you got to start taking lulav from Erev Sukkot, the day before? Because that's what you tell me Rishon means? So comes the Gemara and says, Shani Hata. Different over there. Tichtiv usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elohechem shivat yamim. At the end of the pasuk, it clearly says, "And you'll rejoice in front of God for 7 days." Ma shivii, just like when it says the 7 days, right? Shivii lehag. It's referring to the seventh day of the holiday. Af rishon rishon lehag. So too, the first of that pasuk is also referring to the first of the holiday, which means there we have a gilui. There at the end of the pasuk, it clearly says usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elohim shivat yamim. Now we know, just like the seventh day of that holiday is what? It's holiday. It's Sukkot. So just like the seventh is holiday, the first in that pasuk is also referring to holiday, not the day before. So Gemara says, hold it. Hachin ameketiv ach bayom rishon tashbitu shivat yamim matzot tochelu. Same items by Pesach. It says, Yom Rishon, get rid of the Hametz. Shivat Yamim Matzot Tochelu. 7 days, eat Matzot. And if I'll tell you, just like the seventh day is referring to holiday, so the Yom Rishon of Tashbit is also referring to holiday. Who told you it's talking about the day before? Whatever you said by Sukkot, say the same logic by Pesach. So the Gemara says, no. Imken Nichtov Kra Rishon. If that was the case, by Pesach, it would have written Ach Bayom Rishon. However, now that it says Harishon Lamali, what is the hair coming to you? Harishon Shmamina Lekeda Amran. Shmamina, it's coming to teach you, like we said, the hair comes and preempts it a day before. So the Gemara says, hold it. Iyache Hatam Nameh Harishon Lamali. I'll go back to you, case by Sukkot. Ulkachtem Nachem Bayom Harishon. If you tell me it's the hair that brings it a day back, well, for the same reason, then Sukkot bring it the day before. Vitu, and furthermore, I'll bring you a question now from Sukkot. Hatam Dichtiv, it also says regarding Sukkot, Bayom Harishon Shabbaton. Ubayom Hashemini Shabbaton. Right, on the first day, it's holiday, and on the eighth day, it is holiday. So the Gemara says, Imur Rishon Divrei Kara Mashma. You're going to tell me again, because Harishon, you got the hair. You're going to tell me what? The Sukkot starts a day before? Harishon means the day before? Are you going to say that? So comes the Gemara and says, Shani Atam. Again, it's different over there. De Amar Kira Ubayom Hashemini Shabbaton. Again, it says by Sukkot that what? On the eighth day, which is Shemini Atzeret, is Shabbaton, in the same Pasuk. Ma Shemini, Shemini Dehag, just like Shemini is the eighth day of the Hag, Af Rishon, Rishon Dehag. So too Rishon is Rishon Dehag. Oh, Harishon Lamali. So what is the Harishon coming to exclude? What do I need it for then? Oh, it's coming to exclude Chol HaMoed, which means that when is it asur to do work? Only on the first day and on the last day. But the intermediate days of the holiday, meaning the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, it is permissible to do work. And the same thing I'll say by Lulav. It says by Lulav, Ulkachtem Lachem Bayom Harishon. Now, it's well known, Tosfot points out, that outside of the Beit HaMikdash, they only shook the Lulav one day. In the Mikdash, they used to shake the Lulav all 7 days. So therefore the Pasuk is coming to say that what? That you only shake the Lulav Bayom Harishon, which means, and not on the days of Chol HaMoed as well. So therefore, we're learning now. By Sukkot, which means Yom Rishon and Yom Shemini, and by Lulav, the word Harishon is compared to the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk said, Beyom Shemini Shabbaton, just like this 8 day is Kodesh, is holiday. So the first day is also referring to holiday. What does the hair come and tell you? They come and tell, but not Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is not holiday. It means mutar ba'asiyat melacha. And the Gabel Lulav, you do not have to shake the Lulav. However, by the case of Pesach, when it said, Ak Bayom Harishon Tashbitu Seor, so that Harishon is coming to tell you what? The day before. It's coming to preempt you the day before. So the Gemara says, hold it. Chol HaMoed, Chodosh Shemoed, Mirishon Ushmini Nafka. What are you talking about? Of course I know that you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, because the Pasuk clearly says what? The first day, and on the eighth day. Once you tell me the first day and the eighth day is Shabbaton, obviously the days in between are not. What do I need the Ha Rishon to come and exclude Chol HaMoed? It's Terich. I need it. Sakada Dakamina, Hu'il Dichtiv Rachmana, Uba Yom HaShemini. Since it says Uba Yom HaShemini, there's an extra Vav there. So if I would say, Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, I would say that the Vav is coming to tell me not only the eighth day, but Chol HaMoed as well. Dafid b'chol shemoed, kamash ma'lan, the hair of Harishon to exclude it. That's a strange drasha. You have an extra vav and an extra hair. Don't write anything, and I won't include it. Meaning, you put an extra vav, ubayom shemini. Oh, ubayom, not only the eighth day, but also Chol HaMoed. Comes bayom Harishon to say no. The hair comes to exclude what the vav was coming to include. So the Gemara says, velo lichtov v'lachmana lo vav, velo hair. Don't write a vav, don't write a hair, and I know Chol HaMoed is excluded from what? Rishon and Shemini? Vetu. And furthermore, Hatam Dichtiv. It clearly says over there, where's that Pasuk? He's quoting a Pasuk. Chet, exactly. That would be, Bayom Rishon Kakosh Yelachem, Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Tasu. So it says, Bayom Rishon Kakosh Yelachem, Rishon De Meikara Mashma. Again, that's Mashma. Meikarat Masha from the day before. You have another Pasuk by the holiday. So clearly we have a Pasuk by Pesach. That now comes along, it says, Bayom Harishon Mikra Kodesh. What are you going to tell me? That Yom Harishon means the day before? So basically the Gemara cannot substantiate Rav Nachman's ruling. Because Rav Nachman started off and said, the word Harishon is Mashma, the day before. Mashma the day before. Now you're going to run into the problems over here with all the other Pesukim that also say Harishon, and you're going to have a problem in how to make these Dirashot. So the Gemara says, Elahane Shlosha Rishon Miv'ele Lichnetane Debe Rabbi Ishmael. Listen. All those Rishons, the Rishon by Lulav, the Rishon by Sukkot, the Rishon by Pesach, all those Rishons are not talking about the first day of the holiday or to be in the drash to any of the days of the holiday. It's just coming to teach you a drasha of the Bi Ishmael. Why? What did the Bi Ishmael say? The Tana the Bi Ishmael. Bishar Shelosha Rishon Zachu Lishlosha Rishon. In the Zechut of the three holidays, or the three times that it says Rishon in the Torah by the holidays, we were zocheh to defeat or to concepts, we were zocheh to concepts that also are called Rishon, le'achrid zar'os shel Esav, it was okay to destroy the seed of Esav, le'binyan bet ha'mikdash, to build the temple, ve'lishmo shel Mashiach, and to the name of the Mashiach, which means the coming of the Mashiach. Now, le'achrid zar'os shel Esav, where do we see Esav is called Rishon? Dechtiv, v'yetze ha'rishon admoni, kolo kader tse'ar, ul'binyan bet ha'mikdash dechtiv, kise chavod, מרום מראשון מקום מקדשנו ולשמו של משיח דכתיב ראשון לסיון הנה הנם, which means really I'll tell you the derasha as Rav Nachman said when it says by תשביטו אך ביום הראשון תשביטו, הראשון is referring to the day before. You ask questions to all the other cases where it also says three times in the Torah Harishon, and then you ask me, oh, does it mean you also bring it the day before? Meaning, Lulav, you're going to tell me the day before? You're going to tell me Sukkot, Menacha is the day before? Pesach, you tell me is the day before? Nah, those Rishons are not referring to days. It's just referring to the holiday Rishon. To teach you in the Zechut of these three mitzvot that are called Rishon, we are going to be Zocheh to three situations that also have the word Rishon. Rashi, please. As she says, Ela mehaneh shelosha rishon. As she, Ibura matel Ela mehaneh shelosha rishon. Dechtiv b'mikra, mikra kodesh de Pesach, u'mikra kodesh de Sukkot, u'mitzvat lulav. Those are the three. Ilo lo tutav the Rav Nachman. Don't ask questions on the Harishon principle from Rav Nachman. Of Rav Nachman. Why? דאד ראשון דכתיבו לאו לשמעתיו כאתה אלא שמה בעל מהו. It's a name. It's calling these situations ראשון. דנקראו ראשון. Not which day is אסור, which day you start checking the לולב. סתם. לולב is called ראשון. סוכות is called ראשון. פסח is called ראשון. For what? בשכר גמל ראשון. שביתת הרגל דפסח. ושביתת הרגל דחג, ונטילת לולב, שנקראו ראשונים, זעקו לשלושה ראשון. They was okay to these things. בעזרת השם, בזכות these holidays, we will destroy the seed of Amalek, which is Esav, which is called ראשון. We will build the בית המקדש, which is called ראשון. And we will be zoket to the coming of the Mashiach, which is also called ראשון. So therefore, let's review. Comes out now, we have two sources for how do you know that Chametz is Asur בערב Pesach. The first derasha was what? Ach, bayom yesho tashbitu. The second derasha over here of Rav Nachman is actually just telling us that the word harishon means the day before. Again, he probably has to subscribe to the ach, to mechalek. He's just showing you that the word that he showed without having to tell me shivat yamim. The first way we learned is, well, if it says shivat yamim, how could it mean rishon? I mean, has to be contradiction there. So from that contradiction, we said must be talking about the day before. Haman says, forget about the contradiction. Harishon on its own means the day before, like we brought a pasuk from Iyov. Aye, what about all the other times this is Harishon? Leave it. Those Harishons are not talking about the day before. It's talking about stuff that they're called Rishon for the Rasha of Rabbi Ishmael. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava Kardon gives a different derash. How do you know Hametz is Asur? From the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Tishchat Al Hametz Dam Zivchi. Literally means, do not slaughter the Korban Pesach when you have Hametz in your possession. And we know the Korban Pesach is when? 14th of Nisan. And the Torah is clearly telling you, Lo Tishchat Al Hametz Dam Zivchi. Do not slaughter the Korban Pesach, Dam Zivchi, when you have Hametz. And the Gemara says this clearly. Lo Tishchat Pesach Ve'adayin Hametz Kayam. Don't slaughter the Pesach when there's still Hametz in your possession. Rashi. Now when is the time of Shechitat Pesach? That's a very important fact. So Rashi tells us, V'Shechitat Pesach Zmanam Mitchilat Sheva. Very good. So therefore, once Korban Pesach begins in the seventh, I mean at the end of the sixth, right? And it's meaning 12 o'clock. That's when you start bringing the Qurban. Very good. And it's telling you, Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivri. When you're going to bring your Qurban Pesach, you better not have chametz. That means you have to get rid of the chametz by the end of the sixth hour. Beautiful. So comes again what it says, Ve'ema kol had v'had ki shachit. Who told you? Maybe it's arbitrary. Maybe whenever each guy brings his Qurban Pesach, so he's got to get rid of his chametz before he brings his Qurban Pesach. For example, one guy will bring it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Make sure by 3 o'clock in the afternoon you have your chametz gone. Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivri. Who told you that it's referring to the universal time, the beginning of the Qurban? So the Gemara says, Zman shechita malach mana. Now the Torah says, the first time, which is, it's just talking about a time that's universal for everybody, which means it's possible to bring the Qurban when? At already the seventh hour. So therefore, it's saying, at that time already, for everybody, you have to get rid of the chametz. It's talking about the Zman shechita of the Qurban, not when each individual is planning on bringing it. That she says, Zman shechita kama nachmana, lo helkatur al Yisrael leze zmano veleze zmano. The Torah doesn't give each guy his own time. Therefore, the Torah gave a set time for everybody. They got to get rid of the chametz by 12 o'clock, which means the end of the sixth hour. Tanya Namache. We have a braita to support what we just said. This opinion of Lo Tishchat al Chametz. Ach bayom harishon tashbitu sumna batechem. Says in the pasuk, Ach bayom harishon, the first day of bayom harishon, we'll say the first day, get rid of the chametz. Me'erev yom tov. Does it mean erev yom tov on the 14th? Or eno ela biyom tov atzmo? Or maybe it means on yom tov itself? Tamud lomar, lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. We have the other pasuk that says lo tishchat. Lo tishchat the Pesach v'adayin chametz kayam. Right? That's talking about Erev Pesach. Devre Rabbi Ishmael. That's the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael. Comes together and continues. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eno Tzarich. He says, you don't need that derasha. Hareu Omer, Ach bayom erishot tashpitu sumer batechem. It says what? You have to get rid of the chametz on the Yom Rishon. Tashbitu. Uchtiv, and it says, Kol melacha lo ya'aseh bahim. We know you're not allowed to do melacha on Pesach, because it says, Kol melacha lo ya'aseh bahim. Now Rabbi Akiva holds, when it says tashbitu, how do you get rid of the chametz? He's of the opinion that chametz is destroyed one way. Havara, you got to burn it. So Rabbi Akiva says, through deduction, if the Torah is telling me, Ak bayom erishon tashbitu, and tashbitu means what? Tafiru. It cannot be on the first day of Pesach. Because we know on the first day of Pesach it says, Kol melacha lo ya'aseh lahim. So what could that be talking about? Umatzinu lahavala shi'av melacha. Oh, and thirdly, we know that havala is indeed a melacha. So therefore, he comes along, Rabbi Akiva, with his derasha, that knowing that tashbitu is havala, and knowing that havala is a melacha, and knowing that melacha is asur on Yom Tov, so must be it is the day before. Now, even though you'll tell me, what do you mean? You're allowed to make havala on the holiday. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to make havala. So that she points out and says, exactly, v'zu havala shelo letzorichu. This would be considered havala shelo letzorich. V'ketuv, v'ketuv asur melech melacha b'yom tov. Therefore, it must be talking about the day before. That's the second opinion of the Braita. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yosef Omer. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, some say it's Rabbi Yosef Agilili. That's the Hagahot of Mahari Landau. That he says, Rabbi Yosef Agilili Omer, Eno Tzarich. You don't need all these derashot. Hare Omer, Ach Bayom Arishon, Tashbitu Zomer Batechem. Says you get rid of the chametz by Yom Rishon. Me'erev Yom Tov or Eno Bele Yom Tov. Maybe it's Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov. Tamud Lomar, Ach Helek. The Ach comes and tells me, split the day. V'ibi Yom Tov Atzmo, Mishare. So what do you tell me? Split. If it's Yom Tov, but half the day of Yom Tov is going to be Mutat, the first day of Pesach. The first half is going to be Mutat, Yil Chametz. And the second day, you know? We know that can't be why. It kishas batat seor lakilat chametz, lakilat chametz, lakilat matzah. Would you already be made the hekesh above that said what? That the hashbata of the chametz is domet achilat chametz, and achilat chametz is domet achilat matzah, and we know that starts from the night before. So therefore, must be that you cannot tell me it's talking about the day that you're splitting the day. So therefore, must be talking about the day before bayom harishon means on erev Pesach achilek. Let's read the bottom nashi, please. Achilek. Now, if you're going to tell me no, Yom Rishon is Yom Tov, the first day. What do you mean? You're going to tell me, is it permissible to keep chametz in your possession on the first day of the Pesach? Ha, itkash, we have a hikesh. Ve'achilat matzah mishashecha. And we know that matzah starts from the night before. Ba'al korchach, Hashpatat Seor Keshetashach, which is therefore already by the time the night comes in, it is going to be Asur, which means once the Hayuv Matzah kicks in, that's already the time of Isur. V'imken lo meshkachat achilek. How are you going to split it? There's no splitting over there. Once the night comes in, it's going to be Asur. Because if you didn't say this Hekesh, I can tell you split the night. How can you split the night? De'ilav ach, if you didn't have this ach to say split the half mutar half asur, I would tell you like this. Which means I would tell you like this. You know when the chametz becomes asur, which means up until ben hashemashot of the first night of Pesach. Once the 15 comes in after ben hashemashot, that's when the achilat matzah comes in, and that's what it's going to be. But now that I have ach, there's a time you have to split it. How are you going to split it? The only time to split is what? In the day. So therefore, I'm going to say what? I can't split the night. Why can't I split the night? Because I know already, once the time of matzah is to be eaten, chametz becomes asur. And matzah begins when? At night, the beginning. So you're not splitting anything. So the only day you can split is what? The day before. The day before meaning Erev Pesach. So therefore it's Achelek. So comes this Braita is actually bringing you all three Derashot over here for this concept of Chametz Erev Pesach Mishah Shishi. The first one was from what? The first one was Rabbi Ishmael, Lo Tishchat Al Chametz. Good. The second one was Rabbi Akiva, just from a Sevara that says what? You have to do Havara. You have to burn the Chametz. You can't burn on the first day. So it must be you're burning when? On Erev. He doesn't tell you exactly how do you know the time. He just shows you it's Erev. He must also have to say that Ach tells you the Halik. And then Rabbi Yosef Gilili comes along and says the Derasha that we started with, which was what? The Tashbitu Seor, Ach B'yom Tashbitu and Shiva Chamim. And then he reconciled it by saying, must be talking about the day before with the Hekesh of those three concepts. It comes again and says, we go to the Amud Bet. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah said, Shma Mina Mid Rabbi Akiva Tlat. Basically, we learn from Rabbi Akiva three things. What do you learn from Rabbi Akiva? Shma Mina En Bi'ur Hametz Ela Serefa. Oh, from the fact that he said Tashbitu, right? You can't do it on Yom Tov. Because he must hold the what? It is Havara. So that's the way he learns Tashbitu. The only way to get rid of the Hametz is burning it. V'shma'mina Havara lehalek yatzat. And you have to say that what? Havara is lehalek. What is the subject lehalek? If you remember in Masechet Shabbat, we had a great machloket between Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yoseh. How to look at the melacha, or how to look at the isud of Havara. Why? Because the Torah says already, on Shabbat you can't do melacha. Do melacha. Then the Torah went out of its way to say, Lo teva'aru esh, bechol moshvotachim yom Shabbat. So the rabbis asked, what do you mean? Havara already was in the klal. It was in the klal of what? Kol melacha lo ta'asu. Now what did you have to single it out to come along and say, Lo teva'aru esh? We know that whatever melacha is, it's asur. So here we had a great machlok din, Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Natan said that what? Havara lehalek yatzta. What is lehalek yatzta? To separate the melachot, which means it is an av melacha. It's no different than all the other melachot. But the chiddush is, I would have thought that let's say on Shabbat, a guy does 39 melachot meshogeg, maybe he only has to bring one korban hatat. So the Torah comes and says, no, just like havara is one melacha, and if you were over havara, you would bring one hatat for one, so too for each melacha on Shabbat, you hayav to bring a separate hatat. Meaning, if a guy on Shabbat, meshogeg, committed all 39 melachot, he has to bring 39 hataot. Don't think you bring one for the Chilul Shabbat. No. Lehalek, yes. Lehalek is to separate. Which means, just like it's separated and it's defined, and everybody agrees if you did havara, you were bringing a korban, so to on all the other melachot as well. So that's Rabbi Natan's opinion. Rabbi Yosef said, no. Lelav yatzat. He said, havara is different fundamentally than all the other melachot of Shabbat. All the other melachot of Shabbat, if a person commits them, b'shogeg, he brings a korban, b'mezid, with hatra'an, idim, hayab mitah, you get sekilah. However, havara is not like that. Havara, the punishment is, if a guy did it b'mezid, makot, he gets lashes. Therefore, the Torah single out havara, which is according to Rabbi Yosef, it's not an av melacha. There's the 38 avot melachot, and then you have havara, which is a separate item, which is subject to the punishment of lashes. Oh, so now we go back. From the fact that Rabbi Akiva, in his language when he gave the derasha, he said, exactly, Rabbi Akiva said, Hareu omer ach biyom rishon, and it says, Uchtiv kol melacha, lo yaserem umatsinu lavara shi'av melacha. Rabbi Akiva's language clearly was, and we found that havara is an av melacha. Must be what? He subscribes to Rabbi Natan, that it's lehalek, and therefore you're going to be hayav, a korban on each one, and it's no different. The punishment of havara is like all the other melachot. Thirdly, v'shma'mina lo amrina u'il v'utra v'achra letzorech, utra nami shelo letzorech. Which means there is a principle that sometimes once you see a melacha is permissible on Yom Tov, letzorech Yom Tov, so the rabbi said, once already the melacha is permissible, letzorech Yom Tov, will extend it, afilu shelo letzorech. Now, clearly Rabbi Akiva holds that the havara biur hametz on Yom Tov is shelo letzorech. Obviously he's holding, we don't say the principle of mitoch, meaning we're not going to say mitoch shutra uva'ala letzorech mitzvah Yom Tov, hutra shelo letzorech, and therefore it remains Isus. Look at our side point, gave you three hadushim that comes out from the derash of Rabbi Akiva. Incidentally, Tosfot does point out from the Riva that if you held Havara is Lelav Yatzat, then it would be permissible on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's not called the Melacha. The Torah only forbade on Yom Tov Melachot. Kol Melacha lo yaseh b'hem. If Rabbi Akiva held it's Lelav Yatzat, he would matir it because Lelav is not, it's not called the Melacha. So there's another proof that you see Rabbi Akiva does not hold Lelav Yatzat. In any event, the Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Shivat Yamim Seor lo yimatze bebatechem. Oh, the Torah clearly says what? 7 days Seor, Hametz we'll call it, should not be found in your homes 7 days. So the Gemara says like this, Mat Talmud Lomar, what do I need this pasuk for? Vahalo kevan ne'emar. We have another pasuk that says, "Velo yira'e lecha hametz, velo yira'e lecha seor, bechol givulecha." Clearly, it says it should not be seen to you, nor should it be found to you. Or lo yira'e actually is lo yira'e. I should say it should not be seen to you hametz or seor. That's different types of hametz. Bechol givulecha and all of your borders. Isn't that the same thing as telling me, Se'or lo yimatzim bebatechem? Isn't your borders your house? So why do I need two pesukim? One pesuk is telling me it should not be found in your homes, and it should not be seen in your givul, in your borders. What is the double language? Rashi says, V'halo kevan ne'mar ve'lo yiralaka sobekuk v'lecha harib batim b'mashma. Right? When it says givulecha, your borders, that must be including your houses. So comes again what it says. Lefi shne'emar lo yira'e lecha se'or. The pasuk says lecha. you should not see for yourself lecha seor. Shilcha I ata ro'eh. You're not allowed to see your own hametz, aval ata ro'eh shel achirim. You're allowed to have in your possession hametz that belongs to others. You don't own it. V'shel gavoa. And for that matter, let's say it's hikdash. Somebody took hametz and made it hikdash. Now it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. That's not lecha anymore. That belongs to God. So when the pasuk says velo yira'el lecha, we learn from the word lecha that only hametz that you own you're going to be liable. But if it belongs to others or it belongs to gavoa, such hametz is mutar to keep in one's house. Rashi, the fish in the emad velo yira'el lecha. The fact that the katav lecha it says the word lecha mashma mina. For example, let's say Gentiles hametz. Let's say you consecrated it to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks, Yachol yatmin. What about if a person takes his own hametz and he buries it? Well, if you're being literal, Torah says, Lo yira'eh. Well, don't see it. But if I buried it under the ground, I can't see it. So you're going to tell me if I made that mana on hametz, it's going to be okay. Or, v'yikabel pikdonot min hanochri. Or let's say I received a pikadon from a goy, a collateral. You lent the goy money, and the goy gave you a collateral. So now, that collateral, above ground, you didn't bury it in the ground. Are you going to tell me that pikdonot shel nochrim is going to be permissible? Tamud Omar, lo yimatze. So the hadush of lo yimatze comes and tells me it should not be found, meaning even if you can't see it, it shouldn't be found. And even if it belongs to a goy, it should not be found, you should not have it. Rashi, v'yekabel pikdonot min hanochri, daketiv lecha. I would think that maybe if it's a goy's pikadon, collateral, I'm not a hayav. Why? Because the Torah only says, lecha, yours. However, Tamud Omar lo yimatze, asar lecha hatmana, she'afi bichlal metzia, ve'asar lecha shel achirim, ta'achalo ketiv lecha. Now, by the pasuk of se'or lo yimatze bebatechem, it doesn't say lecha in that pasuk. It just says what? Lo yimatze. So therefore, we're coming to tell you that even if it's a goy's, it's going to be forbidden. Now again, the Gemara will reconcile, but you just told me if it's somebody else's, you are patur, because it says lecha. So make up your mind. How could you tell me you want pasuk lecha? It's got to be yours. If it's somebody else's, you're exempt. And then you tell me, oh, lo yimatze. Lo yimatze, tell me, cannot be found. I don't care whose it is. So Gemara will make a haluk between what type of hametz of others you're patur on, and what type of hametz of others you're going to be hayava. But we'll leave that for the Gemara. For our purposes now we know why you need two pesukim. The pasuk of lo yira'e lecha teaches me a hadush. That what? That bechol gibulecha, meaning in your homes, lo yira'e lecha, only hametz that belongs to you. But hametz of somebody else, achirim, or hametz of gavoa, mutar. Beautiful. What is se'olo yimatze bebatechem? It's coming to tell me even buried hametz that you can't see, your hayavon if it's yours, and even hametz that belongs to a goy as a pikadon that he gave to a Jew is also going to be as well. So both pesukim are necessary. Comes the Gemara and says, "Oh, you're telling me that the pikdonot, that the collaterals or the property of that a goy gives you, you're going to be hayavon." So the Gemara wants to know, what type of goyim are we talking about over here? So the Gemara says, "En li ela benochri shelo kivashto ve'en sharui emecha behatzer." I might have thought that what the only type of goy whose hametz I'm going to be hayav on is a goy that I did not conquer and is not living with me in the hatzer. What is a goy that you conquered or didn't conquer? There's a type of goy that's called a ger toshav. What is a ger toshav? He's a goy that lives in Eretz Yisrael, that accepts upon himself to keep the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. Now, once a goy accepts upon himself seven mitzvot b'nei Noah, so then the law is that we're able to keep him in the land, and we have a domination over him, and therefore his mamon is considered our mamon, which means we have we're kovishim. We, so to speak, we own him. So the Gemara says, and again, this is going to sound strange at first, because it sounds like it should be the opposite. And the Gemara is going to ask this question in a moment, but let's just read at this point. The Gemara says, which goy's hametz is going to be asur? So the Gemara says, well, for sure a goy that you didn't conquer. Mm-hmm. No, chaura, the pashut is the goy that you did conquer, because his money is yours. The Gemara is going to make an ipuch on this in a minute. But at this point, the Gemara is saying what? That what? Which goy is pashut, his hametz is asur, the goy that you didn't conquer. And he doesn't live with you in the hazer. However, nochri shikim pashto, but a goy that you conquer, meaning he's a ger toshav, v'sharui amechav be'hazer, and he's dwelling with you, meaning you have domination over him. Minayin. Oh, how do you know his hametz as well is going to be asur? Tamud lomar, lo yimatze bebatechem. And the Torah clearly comes along and says, "Lo yimatzeh bebatechem." From that pasuk over there, we learn all hametz of goyim is going to be asur. Rashi, enli. Let's read Rashi, gentlemen inside. Enli, milo yimatzeh the asur. When it says lo yimatzeh, I'll tell you what. What's asur? Ela nochri shelo kavashto tachat yadecha ve nochri mecha b'chatzer. Ulkame parich ipcha mistabra. The Gemara is going to ask the ipcha. Nochri she kavashto tachat yadecha, da'avi mamono ki mamonecha. His money is like your money. Or shelo kavashto. Or even if you didn't, let's say, conquer him or dominate him, abad sharui b'chatzerecha. But he lives with you in the chatzer, which is meaning that his hametz is more connected to you. Minayin. Tamud domar lo yimatze. Now the Gemara, what's the drasha? We said lo yimatze already. Where do you learn from the word lo yimatze to teach me different types of goyim? But that's what the Gemara is saying for now. In the ela shebebatechem. We go to the next drash. I only know that hametz is going to be asur in my house, in the homes. Because what does it say? Bebatechem, beborot, beshichin, ubemearot minayin. How do I know if, let's say, outside in the cisterns, in the ditches, in the caves, that's outside of my house. How do I know that if I have hametz over there that belongs to me, it's going to be asur? Minayin, tamud lomar b'chol gebulecha. When the pasuk says lo yira'e lecha hametz b'chol gebulecha, it's coming to tell you not only the house proper, but even outside the house. Good. Rashi, en li ela bebatim, kelomar. ואם נאמר זה, ולא נאמר ולא יראה לך שאור, הייתי אומר אין לי שאסור לשחוט חמץ אלא בבתים, מפני שהוא מצוי אצלו תמיד. Which means, that's the normal place where people dwell constantly. והבעי כאן הבתים הוא דכתיב. So the Gemara says, תמוד לומר, בכל גבוליך. בכלל לא יראה כתיב. בכל גבוליך comes to include even outside the house. The Gemara says, ועדיין אני אומר, the Gemara says, I still going to say, "Bebatim over mishum bal yirae ubal yimatze ubal yatmin ubal yikabel pikdonot ben anochrim." I'll tell you why. The house, which is the main place where people dwell, I'll tell you that's where we have all the restrictions. The restrictions of what? Bal yirae, meaning you cannot see the hametz, cannot own it. Bal yimatze, it cannot be found, meaning even if it's in the ground, it's going to be asur. Furthermore, I'll say, piktonot of the nochrim, if you accepted the collaterals of the nochrim, all those laws of restrictions, I'll tell you, only applies maybe to the house. Big bulim, but maybe when it comes to outside house, meaning in the pits and the wells and the ditches and all that, shelecha yataro'eh, aval ataro'eh, shel achirim, which is maybe I'll tell you that maybe outside the house only your hametz is going to be asur. Aval ataro etchil akharim. But maybe you can have somebody else hametz there. Veshel gavoa. And maybe also, let's say, even if it belongs to hegdesh, be permissible. Minayin. How do I know it's asur? Liten et ta'amur shel ze baze veshel ze baze. Which is, how do I know that whatever applies to the house applies to the gevul? And whatever applies to the gevul applies to the house. Jeez, now I have to connect both pesukim. So you have to tell Lomar, Seor, Seor, the Gezerah Shavah. I have a Gezerah Shavah, Seor, so that's the connector. How? Ne'emar Seor bebatim. What did it say? Seor lo yimatzeh bebatechem. Ne'emar Seor begbulim. Lo yira'e lecha Seor. Ma Seor amur bebatim. Over mishum bal yira'e o bal yimatzeh o bal yatmin o bal yikmeh pektov benukhrim. אַפ סאָר אַבער בגבולין אויב משום באיר אייו באיר מצע באיר דין באיר קלפ קדום מן הנוקרים ומצאור אמור בגבולין שלך אתה רואה אבל אתה רואה של החיילים ושל גבוה אַפ סאָר אמור בבתים שלך אתה רואה אבל אתה רואה של החיילים ושל גבוה which means the Gemara comes out and says the heterim apply in both places and the isurim apply in both places how? Let's discuss the Isurim. You told me in the house, first of all, your Hametz is Asur. You also told me, I don't care if you don't see it, Bal Yimatzeh, Bal Yimatzeh, because it's Yimatzeh, or no Yimatzeh, even if it's in the ground. You also told me, Pikdonot Shel Nochrim, if it belongs to Nochrim, and you told me it doesn't matter if you're Kovesh the Nochrim, you weren't Kovesh the Nochrim, Asur. Good. That's Asur in the house? And it says the word Seor by the house? And it says the word Seor by Gibulecha. So therefore, whatever's Asur in the house, that those same items are going to be Asur in the Gibul, meaning in the Borot, in the Shechir, in the Ma'arot. Good. But if you remember, we said, when the Pasuk Lo Yira'e Lecha, we said only your stuff is Asur. But if it belongs to God, meaning it's Gavawa, or it belongs to Achirin, which we'll see what Achirin means, it's Mutar. Ah. Just like it's mutar in the gibulin, that stuff is being mutar in the house as well. Why? Seor, seor. So basically, we didn't analyze anything here. This is just a braita. Now the Gemara is going to have to go back to each point of the braita and analyze it. We're just quoting it as one long statement. So let's review the statement outside. Basically, there's two pesukim. Now you know where they get the language bal yira'e and bal yimatzeh. One pasuk says, Seor lo yimatzeh bebatechem. That's bal yimatzeh. Bal means lo. Lo tematzeh. Which means, hametz cannot be found in your homes. And it says, Velo yira'e lecha seor bechol gibulecha. That's bal yira'e. So the Gemara originally wanted to know, what are you two pasukim for? Seemingly, it's repetitious. Why? You cannot find hametz in your homes, Zabaruch, in your homes. Lo yira elecha seor bechol gibulecha. Gibulecha is your homes, in your dwellings. So it's the same thing. So teaching your hadush. Lo yira elecha. Lecha you cannot have in your dwellings. But what? Shel achirim veshel gavoa is going to be mutar. Very good. Now I only know at that point it's only mutar begibulecha. How do I know it's going to be mutar as well in the house? Seor, seor. Good. So whatever is mutar in the gibul, is mutar in the house. Now let's go to the house. Oh, you're going to tell me that if I buried the hametz, or I got something from goyim, whether I was kovesh them or not kovesh them, you're going to tell me that's mutar? No, not mutar. Lo yimatzeh. Lo yimatzeh means it's a suit under all situations, whether you can see it, whether it belongs to the goyim. Oh, good. But that's in the house. How do I know that that isur of the house applies to the gibulin? Again, seor, seor. So again, the humrah of batim also applies to gibulin. Now, incidentally, what is gibulin? Gibulin is borot, shihin, and me'arot, which is outside of the house. So therefore, bottom line, it's a universal. It's a catch-all, which means there's no difference between the domains. Whatever is batim is shaykh to gibulin. Whatever is shaykh to gibulin is shaykh to batim, based on the link word seor seor. Now the Gemara is going to analyze step by step every point of this braita. Okay. Now again, at this point, the braita is obviously open to different questions. We have to understand the terminologies. So the Gemara is going to explain. Gemara starts off. Amar Mor. Oh, we're quoting a statement from the Bright. Amar Mor. We're going to analyze it. Ein li ela benochri shelo kivashto ve'en sharui amecha behatzer. The Gemara said, well, you told me that what lo yimatzer comes to include even hametz that belongs to a goy. So the Gemara assumes, which type of hametz is this? Even a goy is coming to tell me, I only would think what, a goy that's not under my domain. Meaning he's not a gir toshav. His hametz is going to be asur. But how do I know that a goy that's under my domain, I was convinced him, I conquered him, how do I know his hametz is also going to be asur? Tamud lomar lo yibatze. So the pasuk says lo yibatze, doesn't matter, any hametz cannot be found. So Gemara says klape laya, which means to where is this going, which means what type of logic is this? Meaning its logic is reversed. It's more logical to say the obvious first than the hidush. The obvious would be a goy that you have dominion over again. His hametz for sure should be asur because his mamon is your mamon. And then tell me even a goy that you don't. The Gemara starts off the opposite way. So klape laya, the way that she explains those words is klape hecha note davar ze, to where or towards where is this facing, so to speak, which means, where is this going? Where is this going? The logic doesn't fit in. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, ipuch. He says, you're right, switch it. And therefore make the Gemara as if to say like this. It's obvious if the goy is under your domain, he's a gir toshav, where his money is your money. Vadai. Lo yimat says asur. How do I know, even if he's not under your domain, and he gives you some hametz, that it's also going to be asur? Tamu domar, lo yimat say bechol makom. Good. Rava Amar, Rava Zara, Le'olam, lo tipuch. Don't change anything. Don't switch it. You thought that these words were going on Isur. How do we know that these things are Asur? No, it's not going. It's going on a different part of the Braita. Take the same couple of lines and just, instead of learning it on the Sefa of the Braita of Isur, learn it on the beginning of the Braita. Remember the beginning of the Braita said, Lo yira'e lecha. Right? What do we say? Oh, lecha is asur, but shel acherim mutar. And on that, the Gemara is going to say like this. Oh, shel acherim mutar. Which type of acherim? Well, for sure, shel acherim that are not under your dominion, anokhri shelo kevashto, for sure it's mutar. How do you know even anokhri shelo kevashto that you... He's again to tell me his money's a man. How do you know even that case is mutar? That's the side the Gemara is saying. Wait. So the Gemara says, Le'olam lo tipuch. Ve'aresha kae. Shelecha yataro'e. Right? You're not allowed to have your own hametz. Aval ataro'e shel achirim v'shel gavoa. En li ela b'nukhri shelo kevashto v'et shoru amak b'hatzer. Nukhri shelo kevashto v'et shoru amak b'hatzer. Minayin. How do I know that even in Okhri that you do have dominion on, it's permissible. Talmud Lomar, lo yimatze. Oh, that's strange. He's asking, how do you know it's permissible? And the Gemara is answering, because it says, lo yimatze is implying that what? It's not permissible, it's asur. So the Gemara says, hold it. Ve'hai tana mehadera hetera. This tana is looking for a heter. Ve'nasiv lakra le'isura. And you find him in Pasuk, they tell him, it's asur, which means he was going into it knowing it's mutar. And then you come along and throw him a pasuk that says, you're right, if your other nochri is kevashto, it's asur. So come on, no. Mishum shneemar lecha lecha trezimne. What does this mean? If you look at the pasuk of lo yira'e lecha, it says the word lecha twice in that pasuk. Lo yira'e lecha hametz, velo yira'e lecha seor. Lecha lecha trezimne. What does lecha lecha trezimne do? Rashi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. We'll start from the word uparchinan lerava. And we asked according to Rava, Tana mehader ahetera. The Tana was looking for a heter. V'nasiv la lemilta kra le isura. And you quote him a pasuk to say it's asur. Umeshane, the Gemara says, lehetera kanasivla. Really, the pasuk was coming to tell you it is mutar. Mishum shene emar bigbulin b'seor lecha lecha trezimne. Right? The pasuk by lo yira'e says the word lecha twice. Lo yira'e lecha seor b'chol gibulecha. Right? That pasuk. Now, shivat yamim, that's b'parashat re'e. That's, actually, not in the same pasuk. I correct myself. That is actually two pisukim in the Torah. Forget about that it says lecha lecha the same pasuk twice. There's two pisukim in two different parashiyot in the Torah that says lo yirei lecha. Yes. One pasuk is a parashat re'e. Uchtiv lo yirei lecha hamez v'lo lecha sobek gulecha beparashat bo. Oh. So now it's blatantly I have one extra pasuk over here. Okay? So again, the pasuk of lo yirei lecha is written twice in the Sefer Torah, once in Parashat Re'eh, and once in Parashat Bo. V'im eno inyan lehay lecha bigbulin gaber iya de'akevar amur, which means already the pasuk in Parashat Re'eh, I don't need. Because already they have the pasuk in Parashat Bo. Now there's a concept in Dirash that once you have an open pasuk, and I don't need it for what it's telling me, so then I can use it for something else. It's open for usage. So it says, Tenau enyan lelo yimatze, which means, both pesukim talk about lo yira'e. But that's the language. Lo yira'e lecha, lo yira'e lecha. Well, I don't need a lo yira'e already. Lo yira'e I have in parashat, bo. So you know what? When it says lo yira'e, learn it as if it says lo yimatze. It's open. And therefore what? V'drosh be. And say like this. Lo yimatze lecha av b'matsui etzlecha v'haynu sharui emmecha ka'amina lecha de'en hametz asur ela imken shelcha. Which means when the pasuk says lo yimatze lecha, it's coming to tell you that that isur of lo yimatze is also only talking about when the hametz is yours. Aval ata motze et shelo. But if it's somebody else's, it's permissible. Vayi lecha the hametz lo kachashiv the sof hametz besach shlichi the mabitz. That's a separate point. Which means to say, if you just based it on the pasuk of seol lo yimatze bebatechem, lo yimatze could mean lo yimatze at all. Okay, whose it is? Cannot be found, whether it's yours or somebody else's. But now that it says lecha lecha trezemne, parashat bo lo yirei lecha seor. That I need. But I got another pasuk that says lo yirei lecha seor parashat re'eh. That's extra. So that she says use a tenau enyan, which means if you can't apply it to lo yirei lecha seor, use it as if it says lo yimatze lecha. Oh, so what are we learning from here? That when it says the pasuk lo yimatze bebatechem, it means lo yimatze only if it is yours, right? Because as if we have a pasuk in the head, it's as if we have a pasuk in the head that says so lo yimatze lecha, and therefore it really is indeed permissible according to Rava to have the hametz of a goy in your house on Pesach, whether hidush, whether you don't own it, that's obvious, meaning whether he's not kavush unto you, and even if he is kavush, which means normally you would say his mamon is your mamon, doesn't matter. Bottom line, it's his mamon, it's the goy's, and the Torah only says lecha, meaning lecha mamash, has to be yours, meaning mamash, actually, but not if it belongs to us. So it comes out, according to this, you know, we have a fantastic machloket regarding a chametz that belongs to a goy. According to the first explanation, where we made an ipuch, we're really saying that the hametz of the goy is asur. Whether, completely. Which means, whether you own it, whether you have kevisha over him or not, and we're learning from the pasuk of lo yimatze. Lo yimatze comes along and says, it cannot be found. It cannot be found, meaning, I don't care whose it is. Whether it's yours or whether it's somebody else's. Now, the only thing we're going to have to explain according to that side is what was then lo yira'e lecha. Because lecha, we said, lecha is asur, but achanim is mutar. But what's achanim? You just told me a goy is asur. So we have to give you the case where the goy is isur and achanim is mutar. That the Gemara is going to ask. So we can leave that for now. But at least you see this case is according to the first version where hametz of a goy is going to be isur. According to Rava, no. He says hametz of a goy is always going to be mutar. How can it be mutar? The pasuk says lo yimatzeh. What do you mean? Lo yimatzeh is mashma. Any. No. Because it's as if it says lo yimatzeh lecha. Where'd you get that from? Yeah, because I have a double pasuk lo yira'e lecha, lo yira'e lecha. The second lo yira'e lecha is extra. So make believe it says lo yimatzeh lecha, and therefore you don't have a pasuk that's just telling you lo yimatzeh. Anytime it says lo yimatzeh in the Torah, it's as if it says lecha, yours. And therefore what? Only your hametz is asur, but hametz of others is going to be mutar. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen. Amen.